Welcome to the scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I'm joined by Jim Riley, also known as the Angry Ironsmith. Welcome to the show. It's good to have you back.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure being here.
So kind of give me an update on what's going on. Last time you were in, I think you had maybe just opened or were just about to open the studio down in Sparta.
We opened October 8th of last year, so we just celebrated our first year open. It's been an amazing year. I've made lots and lots of really cool things and large installations all over the Upper Cumberland since then.
Awesome. It's not just the studio. You also have provided a space for people in Sparta and the Upper Cumberland.
Absolutely. We have a storefront, too, with probably 12 or 13 different local artists in there at the moment. It's always changing, and we're always looking for new people to come in. I got a great deal on the building, and I love helping people out, so why not, you know, have all the arts available to people instead of just metal and wood?
I love that. Tell me about some of the new installations and things you've done.
I did a large set of railings for the city of Sparta. They are installed into the sidewalk there on Bachman, so as you walk down the sidewalk there, you'll be able to see those. And then I did a very large driveway gate that has a tree of life, couple hundred leaves on it in steel and copper, and I'm about to start a spiral staircase with 23 feet of loft railing to go with it, and All the banisters will be tree branches and leaves, and it's going to be wonderful.
Oh, that sounds incredible. And yeah, like, it's going to take a lot of time.
It's going to take a lot of time. Yeah,
a lot of time.
Yeah, that'll be my big project. I'll probably work on that for a few months.
I was gonna say, so the railings in Sparta, are they like right off the square, like across from where Happy Trails is?
I think they put in a couple there.
Okay, because I know it was like, that was one of the spots where it's kind of like sidewalk and then it just goes down.
Yeah, it's a pretty far drop. I ran out and caught a gentleman who was 6'4" last year walking with a cane. He was 92.
Oh,
and
Lord.
I sent the mayor an email and told him if he didn't get the railings fixed, then I was going to fix it myself and send him a bill. He thought that was a great idea, so
ran
with it.
That worked out well for you.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Sometimes you just got to take those chances. Mm. Tell me about some of the artists you've got in the storefront.
We have Erin Walker with Stolas Botanicals.
She's incredible.
Erin is awesome. She's one of my favorite people. The Magical Plant Nanny, Sam Raper. She is amazing.
Okay.
She'll watch your plants for you while you're away or take care of the one that you're about to kill. She's also got
to remember that.
She's also got a ton of great plants for sale all the time. There is Ronnie Irwin. He is very famous in Sparta for his jerky, and he does also cutting boards and coasters and hardwood items. And of course, there's myself and the apprentice, David Herberman, is coming along very quickly, and he's very skilled and very talented. And he has a couple items in the shop as well.
Awesome. That sounds like a good variety. And with the holiday season here, just a reminder for people to shop local.
Absolutely. Not only do you get a better product, but you also get better customer service.
Absolutely. And you're, you know, helping someone.
Yeah, we get to feed our kids.
Yeah, you can feed your kids and like get braces or go to the doctor and all those good things that artists can sometimes struggle with because full-time artists don't necessarily have great health insurance.
Yeah, so starving artist is a saying for a reason.
Yeah, that's why a lot of us have full-time jobs outside of it. So you just celebrated a year. So I think you were on right before you opened then. What's it been like? What are you guys doing, like any kind of classes or anything?
Yeah.
Open studio time?
Yeah, I have monthly knife classes except for July and August because it's too hot.
Fair.
Normally on the last Friday and Saturday of the month, I am currently selling gift certificates so people can buy their loved ones a class and let them schedule it at their leisure whenever they're available.
Really trust your loved one. If you're like, here, take this and learn how to make knives.
It's really fun. It's a really rewarding process. We've got lots of really powerful tools, so you don't have to be physically strong to do it.
That sounds like fun.
It's tons of fun. I can do three people at once. So, you know, father and son and grandson and however, it's really fun.
Or mom and her two daughters.
I have had very many lady groups come through.
I was going to say, that sounds like it might be fun. I might need to talk to my mom about this.
It's very fun. It's a very therapeutic, and so much so that I actually run a hammer therapy course for the AMVETS Post 44 group in Cookeville. Three Tuesdays out of the month, I teach as many people as want to show up. Up to 15 people have showed up before.
That's awesome.
It's a great way to get all that aggression and anxiety out while also creating something. It's really cool. It's a really empowering thing.
We'll be right back on the scene with more with Jim Riley. Welcome back to the scene. You're here today with Jim Riley, the Angry Ironsmith. So why the Angry Ironsmith?
I grew up having a hard time, and I was angry for many, many years and still fall back into it sometimes. And I got real big, bushy eyebrows, too, so that doesn't help any. I've got resting blacksmith face. But yeah, you know, my focused look is normally pretty angry, and it's a resting expression just from so many years of being that person. And blacksmithing helps out a bunch. I get to create things and put those negative emotions into an object and then set it down at the end of the day so I don't have to carry it anymore. And that's one of the things that I teach to the veterans in the Hammer Therapy course, is being able to put those feelings down helps out a bunch.
I can imagine. Just, it's such a physical craft. Like, I think sometimes, like, you know, so I do photography, like, I'm not getting that kind of release that people who actually work with their hands are getting. And sometimes I'm like, I really need to find kind of an outlet like that. Maybe a weird question, but do you ever wonder if, when you're working and you're like letting those negative emotions go, if they're kind of getting transferred into
absolutely,
whatever you're working
on? Absolutely. Some of the most beautiful things I've made while crying and being able to put it down when you're done. And it helps. It's very liberating. I made some hooks for a CPAC production a few years back, and I made just some simple hooks with some leaves on the top of them, decorative, big, but simple. They were so beautiful and so well received that one of the crew bought them from CPAC and has them in his home now.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was very, very cool. That's, I think it was the Oscar Wilde production.
Okay, I'm trying to remember if that was one I saw or not.
Yeah, there's so many, and they're all so good.
Yeah. Yeah, I just had Jordan in a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, Jordan Strelecki is awesome.
Yeah, she's so great. I love her. And she came in and was talking about all the upcoming things, and I'm like, okay, well, I want to see that and that and that and that.
Yeah, the Upper Cumberlands is blessed with a very talented theatrical community. The artistic community, whether it's theater or blacksmithing or clay or glass or whatever, we are lucky to live where we do.
It's wild because I don't think, other than maybe Asheville, I don't think I've ever been in a community that has like this kind of makers and craft and artists and
we live in a beautiful area too that's rich in resources. So, you know, a lot of us take inspiration from the natural environment and try to build things either with or to mimic that environment.
That is true. We do have an exceptional amount of wood carvers and stonework and blacksmith, nature photographers and all kinds of textiles, like Erin with her
closed
natural
dye. Mm-hmm.
Like, it's incredible, and we are so lucky. And also, not just with the amount of resources, but the community itself is just so welcoming and encouraging. And I'm sure with you, with the storefront, like, you really get to see that on a like first level,
on a first-hand basis.
That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah, it's really cool to see people come in and watch their eyes light up, even if it's over a product that I didn't make. You know, watching somebody attach themselves to something that somebody else made with their own hands, it's a really cool thing. And, you know, I love helping the artist with a place to sell their goods, but I'm really doing it for me because it makes me feel good to help people.
I like that. Yeah. That's what we need, more of that. We need, I just had Jen Luna in, and we were talking about how we need like just an artist co-op, and just because it's all, we all help each other out. We're all like, oh, hey, I, you know, this is what you're looking for. Go see the Angry Ironsmith, or go to the Silver Fern, or go to
Silver Fern is fantastic.
Art Studio. Yeah.
Brie Flora is incredibly talented. Oh my gosh.
She's ridiculous.
Yeah. And David so Fricke also.
Oh, yeah. He's, again, ridiculous. All ridiculous.
He's,
you're all insanely
crush.
Talented. Well, I'm sure it's probably reciprocated.
I'm so lucky.
We'll be right back on the scene with more with Jim Riley. You're back on the scene, and I'm here today talking to Jim Riley, the Angry Ironsmith. So you are secretary for the AACB. What is that? Tell me all about it.
That is the Appalachian Area Chapter of Blacksmiths, and we're a nonprofit organization that stretches over many southeastern states, and we provide funding to a bunch of the independent guilds in each county. We've got guilds that we help in Wilson and Rutherford, Knox County, Chattanooga. You name it, you've probably got a blacksmith close by. We just had our Christmas meeting on the 9th, and I am sad to say that the crowd was actually pretty low, so I'm trying to help draw some more people to it. All of the AACB events are open to the public. They include raffles and auctions. We hold demonstrations and we'll feed you, and sometimes there's even a competition. You can go to aacblacksmiths.org and find a huge list of county guilds. There might be one near you.
So every year you do this annual Christmas meeting. So something for people to watch out for next year.
Absolutely.
Are there events throughout the rest of the year?
Yes, absolutely. The countywide guilds do their events monthly, and then the AACB also does monthly events. And we actually wander between these county guilds and cycle through them. So we're constantly traveling all the way across Tennessee and holding these monthly events, and it's super, super cool. It's really fun having a bunch of guys around, people around that that know the skill, and you can feed off each other and get inspiration from each other's projects and talk smack, and it's tons of fun.
Of course, smack talking. You got to have that in there. But that's such a cool thing to have, like, a group of like-minded people where you can learn from each other and get ideas, but also, like, what a great way to like show people what you do. Cause a lot of people, if you're not in an area like this where art is so prevalent, you're like, a blacksmith. What the heck does a blacksmith do?
Yeah. We're pretty much, the public thinks that we just make knives and swords these days.
Yeah.
But I do everything from railings to stairs themselves, sculptures. I'm doing a dragon door knocker right now.
Ooh, that's cool.
Every year for our Christmas meeting, we have a year-long project. This year, it was something with a pass-through. So I'll be building a dragon door knocker, and he'll be holding a hammer. And you'll knock the door with his hammer.
Oh, well, that's really fun. I like that.
That's pretty cool.
So, like, the demonstrations and stuff, anyone can just walk in? Is
mm-hmm.
there...
You only have to be a member of the guild to compete.
Okay.
And participate that way. But you don't need to be a member just to watch. And we have sometimes Jay Raplogle from Sparta. He was on Forge and Fire and won his episode. He's one of the country's best bladesmiths right now. There's also Jason Bivens, who won his Forge and Fire episode, and he is in Warren County. And then we have guest people come in from all over the world, too. Ellen Durkin from Delaware comes in and teaches classes. Peter Brasspennings from Michigan. He is a wizard with steel. The man cuts and unfolds metal in such a way that it breaks space and time. It's mind-boggling to look at.
So the competitions y'all do are like a mini version of Forge and Fire?
Yeah, it's stiff competition. Yeah, sometimes, you know, we have to punch some holes and draw some things out. Sometimes we're making knives as fast as possible. The last competition was 10 hours to create any project you want. So it was a team of three, myself and Derek Heron with Violet Springs Forge in Monterey, Tennessee. And then my apprentice, David Herberman, we created a traditional joinery table, but it's also a tool rack for a smith. And it's got a very big tiger lily on it and a cattail and holes punched and bars feeding through bars. It's really cool.
I love that what you make is not just functional, it's beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. When the metal gets hot, it moves around just like clay does. So the skills that you have as a potter or messing around in the dirt as a kid, they do kind of transfer over. It's really intuitive how steel moves.
Interesting. Not something I would have thought of, but that makes sense.
You have to come down and try it yourself.
I guess I will. So if people want to find you... it's the Angry Ironsmith. Where in Sparta are you?
I'm at 20 West Bachman Way, right on the square and across the street from the Christmas tree. You'll be able to find that pretty easily.
And can they find you online?
Yeah, you can find me on Facebook and Instagram at The Angry Ironsmith. I'm working on having a website built as we speak.
Sounds wonderful. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.